But let's talk cricket now with Tom Morris from Fox Sports, their cricket expert and cricket expert here on 1116 SEN. G'day, Tom.
G'day, Kev. How are you this morning?
Good. What'd you make of day one of the test between Australia and India? Just to recap for those who missed it, Australia made 300 in reply after facing one over. India are none for none. But again, another batting masterclass from the Australian skipper.
Yeah, Steve Smith. Unbelievable. I think he's just the second touring skipper to make three tons in a series against India, which is a serious credit to him. The other was Alistair Cook in 2012. But I think pretty much like every other day this series, it was fascinating. From start to finish, Australia lost a wicket in the second over. There was a drop catch in the first over. And then Steve Smith and David Warner pretty much treated it like a one-day match for the next 30 or 40 overs. But then between Lush and Tee, we lost five wickets and completely collapsed as per what many people thought would happen this series. And then we recovered a little bit towards the end with some hitting from Matthew Wade, Patrick Cummins. And I guess 300, probably a little bit short of what we wanted or what Steve Smith wanted, especially given that he was going along so nicely and fell just before tee. But given that that India will bat last, 300 certainly isn't a score to sneeze at, that's for sure.
Yeah, interesting, fascinating day. I mean, from the point of view of what the two teams wanted, but from a cricket fan's point of view, 300's a really good score because we're going to have a fascinating next couple of days in this test.
Yeah, and the Indian, I mean, the credit's got to go to the Indian bowlers. They, especially the debutant Kuldeep, who's a left-arm Chinaman. He's only played five first-class games before this test match. And not many of the Australians have seen him. He's a Chinaman, so it's slightly different left-arm wrist spin. And he just bowled beautifully. And it was a bit of a surprise for me and the commentators, actually, on TV as well, that he got preference over Ashwin and Jadeja after both breaks. But it proved worthy. He got Hanscom, and he bowled beautifully. So the Indians did the best they could, really, after lunch. And then now it's up to the batsman, minus Virat Kohli, to actually put some runs on the board. Although he hasn't made runs this series, certainly an Indian team without Virat Kohli is weaker than it would be if he was playing.
Kuldeep, 4 for 68 on debut. Now, we might have to talk to some of the cricket journos around the world who've already used him in the same sentence as Shane Warne.
That's a bit. Well, I know Shane Warne didn't take 4 for on debut. I think he got smacked all over the SCG by the Indians.
He certainly did, yes.
The thing with Kuldeep is, if you're facing a left-arm Chinaman for the first time, it can be really quite daunting because it's so different to anything else you face. And he got some wickets with quite innocuous deliveries, but it was the preceding deliveries that allowed him to skid through Peter Hanscom's defence, for example. So he's a talent. And it was actually an unusual selection. I think many people raised a few eyebrows before the match that when Kohli went out, they actually brought in a spinner to replace him. So effectively, they're a batsman short. I guess they backed Sahar at 7 instead of 8, given that he made a ton in the last test match and he's the wicketkeeper. So interesting selection, but it's paid off so far.
Yeah, I saw him the way he did almost like, you know, the three balls set up for Glenn Maxwell and the one he got him with didn't do a hell of a lot, but Maxie looked like he had no idea where it came out of and where it was going.
Well, it's probably the knock on Maxwell that every time he gets out, it looks extremely ugly. But you know he's a match winner, so he can easily make some runs in the second innings. But he was bamboozled by that. You're exactly right. Even though the ball itself didn't do a hell of a lot, it was the ball before that actually created that opportunity. And he bowled beautifully. And Ashwin got the prize wicket of Steve Smith just on the stroke of tee, which really hurt because Smith was rollicking along and looking in pretty much as good as he has all series, which is amazing because he's played beautifully. But when Ravi Ashwin got Smith, then it was always going to be tough to score more than 300. So I actually think we did quite well to get to 300. But I think on this pitch, given how well we batted against the new ball with David Warner and Steve Smith, 300, as weird as it sounds, is probably a touch below par for the first innings. I think India will be looking to get a lead here.
Was good to see Davey Warner actually get a 50 at long last.
Yep, he's been short of runs this series, and he admitted that, but he has said he's been hitting the ball well. So he batted beautifully yesterday, like a one dayer. Played his shots. He is susceptible against right arm off spin, as most left handers are. But the way he played his shots, and the pitch suited him as well. He had more bounce on it. And there's a bit of chatter around that he's a flat track bully at home. Well, he's made runs against a lot of good attacks on Australian soil. And away from Australia, he's probably just more of a regular at new bats. And he's certainly not the star he is at home. But there's no doubt he's still a valuable player and good enough to be in the Australian setup. And him and Matt Renshaw complement each other extremely well at the top of the order.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be fascinating to see how that plays out today. Now, the Shield final gets underway today. The Vics and South Australia up in beautiful downtown Alice Springs.
That will be a ripping game. It's quite amazing that South Australia made it. They had to beat Tasmania and then rely on, I think, a New South Wales versus Western Australia result to get in. That did happen. They've never played at Traeger Park before in Alice Springs. Victoria played four matches there and won three and drawn one. So they've got a strong record. I think Victoria finished 13 points clear at the top of the table as well this year. But with Chad Sayers, if they can bowl first, South Australia, who knows what could happen. He's taken 54 wickets this year and been unbelievable in the Shield competition. And Victoria's looking for three in a row, which would be an amazing effort. Victoria have never won three in a row, where South Australia haven't won since 1995, 96. So they've had a bit of a drought. They finished top last year. Most people expected them to beat the Bush Rangers in the final, but the Vicks got over the top. So that'll be a fascinating match as well. They're live streaming it on the cricket.com.au app. And I'm sure many people have one eye on that and one eye on the India series as well. There's lots of good cricket going on.
Absolutely. And three in a row under three different coaches for Victoria, if they do win it, which is just extraordinary.
Amazing. Yeah, absolutely unbelievable. Well, Andrew McDonald's come in this season, and he came in late, if you remember, just before the Matador Cup, because he was coaching in county cricket in England. And really, it's been a seamless transition. I know he played at Victoria, but he's only 34 or 35 years old, so he's not a lot older than some of the players in the squad. But he's really fitted in absolutely beautifully, and he's done a terrific job. And even with guys going away for international duty, Finch went away for one day, Glenn Maxwell's now away, Hanscom, Hastings is injured, Peter Siddle's been injured, Matthew Wade, their captain, has gone and he's announced he's going to Tasmania. So even with guys going out, Harper's out with concussion, they just brought guys in who just filled the breach really, really well. Seb Gotch has now got the gloves, which is quite amazing. So that I think some credit, I mean a large amount of credit, has to go to the coach and the coaching staff for allowing that team to gel despite the different members coming in and out.
Yeah, be a good Shield final, hopefully a win for the Vicks. Good on you, Tom. Appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks, Kev.
Tom Morris there from Fox Sports talking cricket.